The village of Pelican has received $100,000 in state disaster relief money to help rebuild a flume that collapsed in August. The collapse caused an immediate shortage of water and power to Pelican. A temporary solution is in place, but now officials are looking at another serious issue, the potential release of ammonia from the Pelican Seafoods plant. From Sitka, KCAW's Ed Ronco has this update.
The Pelican flume collapsed on August 20th, and since then, the town's utility has been running on diesel power. According to government documents, Cake Tribal Corporation, which runs the utility, can no longer afford to supply power to Pelican Seafoods. Mayor Patty Phillips.
Even though we are on 100% diesel, it's costing $17,000 a month to keep the freezers going at the plant.
Those freezers, three stories tall, use anhydrous ammonia, which boils at an extremely low temperature. If the freezers aren't running, the anhydrous ammonia inside them could expand and be released. And that's bad news for the more than 100 people who live in Pelican. So before those freezers go offline, Pelican has to get some of that ammonia out of there. A variety of solutions have been talked about, including a controlled release into the atmosphere. Phillips says that probably won't be what ends up happening.
The likeliest scenario, the way I understand it, is Cake Tribal Corporation has hired an ammonia specialist, and he's looking into the cost of purchasing tanks large enough to evacuate the ammonia into. Those have to be purchased and shipped from wherever they are purchased from and sent to Juneau, then to Pelican.
It's not known how long that could take. Pelican is getting $100,000 in disaster relief money from the state, and Phillips says her community is grateful for the assistance.
I'm just so thankful that, you know, Governor Parnell's administration has just stepped right in there and, you know, worked with the various state agencies to get resources to Pelican to help us identify what the problems and issues are and help us to find solutions to get them taken care of.
But State Senator Bert Stedman says the $100,000 is not enough money.
I think that $100,000's a little light. I don't know what the final bill's going to be, but just looking at the work being done over there, it's going to be more than $100,000.
Stedman and other officials toured Pelican last week. He said they wanted to get out ahead of any new problems that might arise as a result of the flume collapse. And he said what he saw wasn't pretty.
Well, I think there should have been more maintenance money put into the flume. There's no doubt about that. The condition of it is it's in a sad state of affairs. So, you know, the community basically has to rebuild that or see that it gets rebuilt.
Mayor Phillips says it could be a while before things get back to normal. The flume's collapse has done no favors for the town's fishing industry. The ice machine is offline, which will affect the local fleet's winter king fishing. In the meantime, repairs continue on the flume, and improvements to the electric and water systems are expected to continue until next year. I'm Ed Ronco.